There's not much talking going on between Palestinians and Israelis right now, not at the official level or any other level, really. Tensions are just too high in the region, and there are so many barriers there. But outside the region, there are some opportunities, small ones, for dialogue. Lauren Ober of station WAMU in Washington, D.C., has one example.
What time do you want to leave?
It's a little after 7 a.m., and Yohanan Toker is making some breakfast sandwiches. One for himself and one for his housemate, Hamza Awadi. Both men are a little bleary-eyed. Neither has had his coffee yet. Awadi quickly fixes that. As the bread toasts and the coffee brews, their attention turns to the news. The fighting between Israel and Hamas is all they can think about lately.
This is just unbelievable. What is Hamas going to get?
This breakfast conversation about the news isn't so unusual, except for the people who are having it. Toker, who's 28, is an Israeli military officer from Jerusalem. Awadi is 24 and a Palestinian peace activist whose grandfather was a Fatah official. Back home, these two wouldn't interact like this. They'd probably never meet. And yet, here they are making coffee and sandwiches.
Let's have breakfast.
Toker and Awadi are part of an unusual internship program in Washington, D.C. called New Story Leadership. It brings emerging Israeli and Palestinian leaders to the U.S. to work at organizations that represent different sides of the debate. But there's a twist. Participants are placed at organizations representing the other side. Awadi, the Palestinian, works at Americans for Peace Now, a pro-Israel group. Toker, the Israeli, is at the American Task Force on Palestine. He says it's been hard.
For me, as a captain in reserve, to come to an office with the flags and the maps and the opinions, this is a daily struggle. And this is me getting out of my comfort zone, but this is the choice that I made.
Part of getting out of that comfort zone is living with Awadi. Up to this point, most of Toker's interaction with the other side happened during his 5 years as an Israeli military officer.
Growing up, I didn't have the chance to have this kind of discussions or experience with anyone from the Palestinian side.
Awadi has had more experience with Israelis because of his activism. He's from Dura, a West Bank city where an Israeli soldier shot and killed a Palestinian teenager during a raid last month. Awadi has strong views about the conflict, but that doesn't mean he thinks dialogue is impossible.
Changing the narratives is not an option. Everybody believe in their narrative, and it's identity for them. This is who they are. What we are trying to do is trying to agree on the new narrative, the new story, the future, how we want our narratives to continue.
That's hard to do right now with the death toll rising back home. So for now, the two housemates are trying to focus on learning about each other. They've explored D.C. together, monuments, museums, the whole Capitol tourist shebang. Awadi says at this point, Toker feels like a brother.
He respects where he came from, but he still sees the other, and he's interested, and he gives the effort to know what is inside me. And he doesn't take it away. He deals with it. He thinks about it. He asks about it.
For Toker's part, living with Awadi has been critical to the whole experience.
I couldn't ask for a better present for this summer than to meet Hamza and to share our house together, and share dinners and breakfast and laughter and going in the metro together and seeing D.C. together.
The two talk about politics, yes, but they also talk about movies and music and girls. And they're always teasing each other.
Because it's the radio, everybody needs to know that he's just ugly. That's the first thing.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah. The pair will be housemates for another 2 weeks. Then they'll return to their respective homes, where they hope to continue the dialogue. Given the level of animosity there, that could be a challenge. But right now, from the neutral zone of their D.C. kitchen, the guys say they intend to maintain their friendship.
I hope and I'm sure when we go back, our friendship will continue. And maybe it will be an example for many people to try to deal with the other person as a human.
For The World, I'm Lauren Ober, Washington.